Thousands of anti-government protesters gathered in the Egyptian capital today for a massive new rally on what they are calling the day of departure for President Hosni Mubarak. VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez is there on the scene in Cairo. Luis, what can you tell us about what's going on today?
Thousands and thousands of people lined up from the early hours to get into Tahrir Square. The army is checking everyone very thoroughly before going in. There's no sign of the pro-Mubarak demonstrators who have, over the past few days, been coming into the downtown area and clashing with the anti-government protesters. Today is actually a very orderly scene, a stark contrast to the last few days.
What is the military doing?
They sent in reinforcements. Pretty much all night we saw tanks moving into place. We saw checkpoints setting up. And then hours before the prayers ended, a helicopter started circling the square. In fact, you might hear it in the background. Just keeping a good eye on what's going on the square. A checkpoint on one of the bridges leading onto the square was set up, and it's a very one entrance to the area itself. So they're keeping good control of who goes in, checking everyone very, very carefully. I interviewed a person who was standing in line to get in. He told me that he said Egyptian people have for years been waiting in lines to buy gas, to buy bread. And today we're waiting in line to get democracy.
Yesterday you told us that there was a sense of fear amongst the protesters. Is that still there today?
Less evident. That sense of fear is less evident today. There is no sign of the pro-Mubarak demonstrators who had been coming into the downtown area and clashing with the anti-government demonstrators. It seems to be that the army is the one handling the crowd control here. People tend to trust the army much more. It has a history of never attacking its own people. And so the mood is actually quite jovial. In the early hours of the demonstration, people were waving flags, smiling, and music was playing.
How long is this expected to continue? Are they going to stay out there all night?
Practically every demonstrator I've talked to says that they will keep going back to that square or staying in the square until Hosni Mubarak leaves power. He has said that he will not stand in the next elections, which are in 7 months. We don't know whether the demonstrators will be in the square for that long. They are saying they will not leave until he does.
Great. Thank you very much, Luis. And,